Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Aldred. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting ninth. The catcher, Scott Hammond. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bobby Witt. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mickey Tettleton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting eighth. The DH, Scott Livingstone. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Doherty. And now, play ball. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Bordick moves to second. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Doherty covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates strikes out. One out. Mike Aldred batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aldred hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Witt fields it and throws to first for the out. Tettleton moves to second. One out. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Livingstone strikes out. Two outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kreuter hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doherty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hammond batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Doherty fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman strikes out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Brocious. Fielder reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Whitaker goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Paquette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Paquette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Brown reaches second base with a double. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Neal moves to second. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Aldrete is 0-for-1 in the game. Aldrete hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brocious is 0-for-1 in the game. Brocious hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tettleton. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hammond is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paquette scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bordick hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hammond moves to third. David Wells now pitching. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wells fires to first and has Bordick trapped. There's the throw to Trammell, who tags Bordick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Livingstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gates hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Gates reaches second base with a double. Neal goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Athletics. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops it up and throws to first, with Wells covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0 for 2 in the game. Brosius strikes out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Paquette strikes out. Two outs. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hammond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Brocious settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Livingstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to third. Tettleton moves to second. Two outs. Vince Horsman now pitching. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-2 in the game. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob McDonald now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bordick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into center field. Gibson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gibson. Bordick goes all the way around to score. Sierra moves to second. It's 7-2, Athletics. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gates is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gates is walked intentionally. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Aldrete takes first base on ball 4. Sierra moves to third. Gates moves to second. Greg Garr now pitching. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brocious is 0-for-3 in the game. Brocious strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gossage now pitching. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Brocious settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Paquette is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hammond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hammond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tettleton moves to second. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Livingstone is 0 for 3 in the game. Livingstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldrete scoops it up and throws to first, with Gossage covering, for the out. Tettleton moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Two outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kreuter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sierra hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Briscoe now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fielder is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fielder strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Whitaker moves to third. Freeman moves to second. It's 7-3, Athletics. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Tettleton hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. Freeman tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Freeman scores. Gibson moves to second. It's 7-5, Athletics. Scott Livingstone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Livingstone is 0-for-4 in the game. Livingstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 7-6, Athletics. Gary Thurman pinch runs for Scott Livingstone. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Thurman. The throw from Hammond and he is safe. Thurman steals second. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.